when you die, and we're assuming here that you are a Christian, what happens to you? Because your body remains in the earth, but your soul goes on to heaven. Explain that process.
Well, we know that God intended from the beginning that as human beings, we would have both a material and spiritual aspect. We're told that God creates Adam out of the ground and that he breathes into him the breath of life and that man becomes a living soul, spirit. It's translated different ways. But that living soul spirit is connected with a living body, and that's what we're to be. And God designed us to be that, and indeed, that's what we will be. That's our ideal state. We will be that for all eternity. Now, we live life under the fall, under the curse, so we see death, disease, all of that. But we have to remind ourselves, based on what Genesis 3 tells us, that those are unnatural conditions. They came about as the result of sin, the fall, and then comes the curse. So what happens to us at the point of death, which was promised would happen as a result of sin, then our bodies and our spirits are divided or separated from each other. So our material part of our existence and the immaterial part of our existence go their separate ways because the body dies. The spirit then goes to be with the Lord. So, again, for the believer, as you said. Now, we go immediately into his presence. There's no soul sleep. Some of those verses that I quoted about going immediately to be with him. Right. We're there with him, but we are not yet in our complete or eternal state. Christ came, died for us, but he didn't simply die for us. He rose from the grave. We're told that his body was the first fruits of the resurrection. We're told we'll be like him, for we'll see him as he is. He ate and drank with his disciples. He said to them in Luke chapter 24, touch me. A spirit does not have flesh and bones as I have. I'm not a ghost, is what he's saying to them. This is what a resurrection body is like, and he eats food with them and prepares food for them. And this gives us a picture that all those passages, and there are many, where he promises that we will sit at tables with Abraham and Isaac, and they'll come from the east and the west. We will eat together in God's kingdom. They are literal. We will have literal resurrection bodies.